What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The team of the day is Colorado.
Yes.
And the Avalanche were 13 minutes away from a Game 7 win in Round 1 against Dallas, only to be hunted by the star that they traded away earlier in the year. Mikko Rantanen went off for a hat trick and one assist in the game's final 13 minutes as Dallas would win 4-2 and Colorado was left wondering, now how do we proceed on the heels of three earlier exits than we would have anticipated after having won the Stanley Cup 4 years ago? They've had a first-round exit twice, a second-round exit once. The coaching staff remains, well, the head coach remains the same, I should say, in Jared Bednar. And we're going to get the first full Nelson season. Full Brock Nelson. We've got three.
Okay. Kel McCarr's a bum, Duffer. Kel McCarr's a bum. He took a penalty that led to the 2-2 goal, a power play goal, and then it unraveled after that. But no, it wasn't Kel McCarr's fault. But yes, the Colorado Avalanche scored early in the third period of Game 7. Nathan MacKinnon made it 2-0. You're thinking, that's it. Colorado's going to beat Dallas. Dallas had a 3-2 series lead. Colorado won Game 6, 7-4, I think, something crazy. And now they're going to lock it down just to see Rantanen, as you pointed out, getting a hat trick, empty net hat trick. Wyatt Johnson scored with 4 minutes left to make it 3-2. It was a power play goal. But Colorado, to me, was, I felt like, one of the best teams in the National Hockey League, and maybe one of the Stanley Cup favorite when you looked at how they were able to turn their season around, and then they have Gabriel Landeskog coming back, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's destiny. This is going to happen. They are going to beat Mikko Rantanen, the guy they traded away because he did, and boom, it turned around, and all of a sudden, the worst case scenario happened. Is Colorado still a really good team? Yes, they're a really good team. But it was just a weird season last year. And I'm interested to see what happens this year because they lost a lot of players, but they kept their core, right? Their core, McCarr and MacKinnon, and, you know, Nichushkin is going to be there and whatever. Like, there's a big core there. But December 9th last year, Duffer, something happened in Colorado, and that was a big turning point in their season.
What was that?
They traded their goalies, Georgiev and Justus Annunen, for, you know, to get Mackenzie Blackwood and Scotch Wedgwood. At that time, the Colorado Avalanche were 8 in the Western Conference. They were still in the playoff spot, but they were 30th in goals against per game. They were 26th on the penalty kill. After December 9th, when they acquired Mackenzie Blackwood and Scott Wedgwood, they they went up to 12th in goals against per game, but they were third from December 9th until the end of the season. Wow. And they went up to 12th on the par, on the penalty kill, but they were fourth from the December 9th to the end of the season on the penalty kill. It was all about goaltending, right? Like, I mean, we all saw Georgiev really struggle at the start of the season, but Colorado was able to recover by making a bold, bold crease statement by acquiring Blackwood and Wedgewood.
Yes, and we've talked about it a lot. We've not talked for too long, though, about the fact that Brock Nelson decided to stay.
Yeah,
which was a bit surprising. Not that he didn't assimilate well. Clearly he did. The Avalanche wouldn't give him 3 years at over $7 million if he hadn't.
It's a big contract.
But we are still, yeah, but his consistency matches the number based on today's market value. But the Avalanche are going to have a tough time running from this narrative or line of questioning here, i.e. if they keep running into first and second round roadblocks, history will ask, did they ever get better after trading Mikko Rantanen? So I don't know. I mean, there's multiple parts to this. There's the Brock Nelson investment, which comes at the end of a season. So it's not directly, I mean, it's tied to Rantanen simply because once you made that move, then it was like, okay, well, we have some money here at the deadline. What are we going to do to bring in the depth and make ourselves even more well-rounded?
The
okay,
center so, depth, right? Because yeah. they tried Casey Mittelstadt, didn't right. really work out the way they wanted to. They trade 100%. Him to Boston, they bring in Charlie Coyle, but, and they trade him. Like, it's like they needed center depth, and Brock Nelson was the guy.
But they also have Marty Natchez here, and yes. Natchez is a pending UFA unless he gets an extension. So how are you viewing all of this when it comes to Colorado?
How I'm viewing it is that the Colorado Avalanche are basically a four-player team. It's MacKinnon and it's Landeskog to a certain extent, but let's put them aside. I think Valeri Nichushkin is one of their bigger impact type player. When he's in the lineup, that team is different. When he's not in the lineup, and Nichushkin has had some issues, right? Some off-ice issues where he had to take some time away from the team, a couple of injuries. So it's a big difference. So I think MacKinnon, I think Nichushkin, I think Makar, like that's your three-man, you know, crew right there. Everything else around them, like Natchez is a big part, but you could probably move on from Natchez and still be fine with Colorado, still be a playoff team. Are you going to be a Stanley Cup champion team if you don't help that group? That's the difference. They went from 119 to 111 to 107 to 102 last year. Like that, they've been dropping the last 4 years in points, but they're still better than a 100-point season.
Right.
So it's like, are you really like going to feel bad about Colorado that they're dropping and lost in the first round? No, they're still a fantastic team. But for me, it's about MacKinnon, Nichushkin, Makar, and then you hope that Landeskog is going to be okay to fill in that gap.
But what about Natchez? Because you just went through it with Rantanen. Natchez may be asking for more than you're willing to spend.
Yeah.
So are you going to do this in season again, or are you going to get ahead of it, have Natchez signed long-term, or have him dealt for whatever value you think you should be getting for him and move on without the distraction in season?
Well, the big thing is, what are you willing to pay Marty Natchez? Like, Nathan MacKinnon is a $12 million player right now, and that's a bargain. Like, we talked to Shane Goldman yesterday about mm-hmm. the best contracts in the NHL. At The Athletic, they said that Nathan MacKinnon was one of the best contracts in the NHL at $12.6 million. Mm-hmm. But Marty Natchez could probably be a $9 to $10 million player the way that he's playing. He's about a point a game now, so he'll get you about 85 to 90 points. Could probably get you over 30 goals. Like, he's that type of player.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But are you... I would feel a little bit weird saying I'm going to spend $10 million on Marty Natchez. So is he willing to say, okay, I'll take nine, right, to stay in Colorado, to be part of this team? And it doesn't seem like that is the Natchez approach. Like even with Carolina, he wanted to be traded. Carolina maybe wanted to sign him. And when Rantanen was available, Carolina made the trade. They traded Natchez. Like there was a lot going on there. I'm just... a little skeptical about Natchez resigning in Colorado just because I think the Natchez camp as a UFA probably will command somewhere around $10 million.
Right. So that's why I'm asking. Wouldn't you try to get ahead of this before camp?
I think if you are – no, I think if you're Colorado, you're probably saying let's give it a try because you're looking at your team. Your team's getting a little older. This is year 10 of Jared Bednar. How many coaches in the NHL go 10, 12, 14 years coaching? Like we know it's a quick turnaround. Mm-hmm. So this could be the last couple of years of saying, hey, we're the Avalanche and we're making a major push. You mentioned Dallas, Winnipeg. You know, there's teams in the Central, St. Louis, Minnesota. There's teams in the Central that are right around you. You still have an opening right now. So I would say let's give this a run. But if Natchez, if we know we're not going anywhere with Natchez, and if it's not working to where we want it to be, then we'll make the trade, just like they did with Rantanen last year. It turned out good for Colorado when you think about it to have Marty Natchez in return for Rantanen. It's just that Rantanen decided to score a hat trick in game 7. But I felt like it worked out well for Colorado. You can probably do that again this year.
You can't trade him at the deadline.
Well, you could.
But presumably you're in contention at that point.
Well,
so if he actually gets to the numbers that you're suggesting, by the way, he's never scored 30 and he's had one, which was last year, 80-point season. So I am as skeptical as you as to whether I should be paying him $10 million to be an 80-point guy consistently.
Yes.
That remains to be seen. But he's also not had a whole year with Colorado. So yes, to your point, I would like to learn a lot more about Natchez, from October through February. But I don't want to be in a position where we say to our fans, it's not looking like he wants to sign with us, so we better move off of him. How are you getting value for Natchez, assuming he's on an 80-point pace in February? Like, how are you making that trade at the deadline?
Well, I think Colorado was able to do it with Rantanen. Now, Rantanen is a higher profile player than Marty Natchez, right? Mm-hmm. So you got the value out of Rantanen. I think you can maybe get, you know, in January and February next year, if you want to go there, you probably can get 80 cents on the dollar, but that's because you would know that Natchez is not going to be there next year. And you say, we better get at least some value for that. You also are going to maybe have some cap space, depending on what Gabriel Landeskog's situation going to be next year. Right now, Colorado's got about $3.3 million in cap space. They don't have to sign anybody, but who knows? Maybe that changes depending on Landeskog. So I think if you're Joe Sakic, Chris McFarland, you know, the Colorado Avalanche right now. You're waiting. You're waiting to see where are we in December? How much cap space do we have? What can we do if we don't want to move on with Natchez as part of our team?
Are they any better than when last season ended?
That was my biggest question. They lost Jonathan Drouin, who was almost a point-a-game guy when he was playing for Colorado. They lost Charlie Coyle. They lost Miles Wood. Those two were traded to Columbus. They didn't really get much in return. They lost Kiviranta. And all they added, really, was Brent Burns. And I get it. Brent Burns, I thought, had a really good season in Carolina and will be a good added depth to the McCarr and Tays and Gerard and Manson. And I like their blue line very much. But when I put their beginning of the season roster from last year with Rantanen, with Drouin, with Wood, they had Drew O'Connor. They had like Nichushkin was suspended until November, but I feel like they were a better team offensively, their group of forwards last year than they are this year. I like their blue line with the addition of Burns, though.
Well, I mean, he's 40 years old. I'm not sure how much you can reasonably expect from Brent
playing Burns. In high altitude. 40-year-old playing in high altitude.
Well, conditioning is not, nor has ever been a concern.
No.
For
the guy
for
probably trains in high altitude and has probably one of those oxygen tent at home to make sure it works.
Logan O'Connor's been a nice piece for them, but he starts the year hurt, so that's another area of depth that they're going to have to consider dealing with here.
Did I say Drew O'Connor earlier? Yeah, I said Drew O'Connor. It's Logan O'Connor, sorry.
Right, and just because we like to do this every now and again, and Marty Natchez has been a talking point, did you catch his nickname on Hockey Reference?
No, I did not catch his nickname. Is it one of one, or does he have five or six?
There's two, and I'm going with number two. It's Sugar Boo.
Sugar Boo.
Yes.
So. Now, you know what? A pet peeve of mine, Duffer, and you, I think, is also something that is when players change organization, how they change their names. And Natchez in Carolina became Nekas in Colorado just to go back to Natchez about 3 weeks later. I was watching the Colorado Avalanche broadcast when he got traded in. It's like Marty Nekas. I'm like, what is going on here? It's Natchez. But anyway, so we went back to Natchez quickly enough, which was better.
It's August. We should never concern ourselves with these challenges we have in our public speaking roles.
Always in the back of my mind. Always in the back of my mind.
Folks, build your own Sabres schedule with a 10-game flex plan. Fans who purchase the 10-game flex plan can unlock tickets for the home opener at no additional cost. So 10-game flex plans available now. Choose 10 home games this season. Get the opener included. Go to sabres.com/flex. Of course, you get savings off of single game pricing, playoff priority, and more. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.